Welcome everyone to Workday Playdate, where we bring humor and real life stories to help you lead with courage and creativity. Today's episode is incredibly special to me because it's more about than just leadership. It's about hope, it's about courage, and the power of a wish. High five me. There we go. Okay. So I have been involved with Make-A-Wish for a really long time. I am currently a member of the Wish Society in my hometown here of Charleston, South Carolina. And we are helping bringing dreams to life for children all over the state. My connection to this incredible organization started in college when I was in a sorority called Chi Omega. It was our philanthropy. We worked with them for many years. And then that's where I first learned the impact that a wish could have. Now, I loved this organization even more in 2010 when I ran my first and last marathon in Chicago, raising money to make wishes come true. But today, this is such a special episode. Okay, wait, we're not tired yet, Data. We got to get into it together. Today, we're diving into a story that proves even the smallest voices can make the biggest waves. Dana was 8 years old when she made a visit and a wish, actually, to visit the Georgia Aquarium and play with the sea turtle tank and kiss the beluga whale, or not kiss, pet the beluga whale's tongue. Is that right? Yes. Okay. But this wasn't just about meeting a majestic creature. It was about finding her voice and unlocking the courage to take really bold steps. So in today's episode, you're going to hear how one wish transformed this quiet dreamer into a bold leader, teaching us all the power of taking initiative and embracing creative risks. This is a story you won't forget. Welcome to the Workday Playdate podcast, the Kiel family. Yay. The Kiels and Deals are here. Well, one deal. Okay. So I'm going to start with you, Dana. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you a little nervous? That's okay. I got your back. Remember, high five. You're my bud. You're my bud. Okay. So we're going to talk about your wish because I learned from your parents that this wish was life-changing for you. So can you tell us about your wish to visit the Georgia Aquarium and why you wanted to pet a beluga whale's tongue?
Because I like watching the Georgia Aquarium on the TV and I see people pet the beluga whale's tongue. That's why I want to do it.
Yeah, it was like your biggest dream, right? Because you don't like sea turtles, do you?
I
knew that. Okay, and I do know that you were able to talk to Tank, the sea turtle at the Georgia Aquarium.
He was swimming around. He's small. He's swimming around. He comes up to get fed. He's massive.
He's massive. Okay. How big?
You know how big he was?
No, I can't.
500 pounds.
What? 500 pounds?
500 pounds.
That is wild. Okay. So how did you feel before this wish was granted? Were you nervous? Were you excited? What was your feeling?
Nervous.
Why were you nervous?
Because I did not know how I like it. And I thought my nana and papa would not be there.
And then they were there?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And my greenie was there?
No. Nana, papa, your brother, and then your mom and dad.
My brother Cameron was there.
So, and you showed me some pictures. There were six of you total, right? How cool is that? Now, before you got there, were you nervous about meeting any of the sea animals?
I was excited to meet the beluga whales, the tank, I love Tank.
You love Tank. Love Tank.
Nervous about any of them?
I was nervous to feed a stingray.
Oh, yeah. Because
you have to put a fish here, not squeeze it, put it down in the water. And if it come up, it take it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
and
so
to feed a fish, you have to squeeze the bottle hard. And the food for the fish flies out in the bottle and make the fish come up and eat it.
Oh my goodness. Now, okay, I did see some pictures. I did see the shirt that you wore that mom said was a little fishy after this experience. Okay, we had, yeah, let's pull it out. Let's see the shirt that you wore to like feed all the fish. How stinking so cool is that?
Sort out the fish that each animal gets fed for the day.
Oh.
So she got to help in the commissary area in the morning. She had to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning for her to sort fish.
That is wild. Yeah. 6 a.m. sorting fish. So, I love it. I love it.
You got in a fish fight.
You got in a fish fight? With who?
With a lady makes... do all the food in the morning.
Oh my gosh. So Beth was like playing around with you with these fish. Yes. These dead fish, right? They're dead fish, right? I'm assuming they're dead.
Baby was doing the food.
The penguins only eat straight fish.
Seals only eat Boys.
That's right.
Who knew? Okay.
So she had to sort out the males from the female fish.
Okay. Okay. Workday Playdate is now a geographical lesson. You know what I mean? Because who knew this? This is amazing.
We didn't know it.
Who knew? And you got to know this and you got to experience this for a full day. You got there at 6 in the morning. I saw the pictures in the photo book. At the end of the day, y'all were all exhausted. You were asleep on your dad's shoulder. So let's talk about this. Before you got that wish granted, would you say you were maybe a little more shy?
Yeah.
How did the wish change you?
Remember the reveal night at the dealership?
Oh. Remember
did
this.
You ever let me go? No.
No.
You wouldn't let me go.
His leg the entire day.
She wouldn't leave me alone. She wouldn't leave my arm. Like, anybody would talk to her. She would just... I could literally let go and she'd be crawling on.
Oh.
But do you remember how you were at wish night?
Or even at the wish.
At the wish?
Like, she's talking... Because we explained to her beforehand. We couldn't do the stuff with her. Like,
yeah.
They know what they're doing. You have to go with them and do this. And she trusted them and did it. And ever since, she's been a lot more confident in how they're doing things. And yeah.
I mean, when you and I first met, Dana, you got to come look at me like this. So when you and I first met, I was like, she was shy? What? Because we had the best time. We met on a Zoom call and you and mom.
Pet snake.
You showed me your pet snake Cinnamon. And I, you know, snakes are not my favorite, but I'm glad that you love Cinnamon. I'm glad that you have Cinnamon in your life, but I'm just so proud of what you, it's like, you know how your snake sheds skin? It's like you sort of shed the shyness and you became this bright new version of you, which I think is so cool. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Can you share a time after your wish when you did something that you were maybe too shy to do before? So can you think of something that after, like, let's say around this past year, is there something that you've done that you probably wouldn't have done after gaining the confidence from going through this wish?
A tea party.
You had a tea party?
Yes, that's right.
Tell me about that.
I at a tea party.
I was a tea plantation, baby.
No, it wasn't. It was the flower town. It was
no town.
Bed and breakfast.
No,
yeah.
The place where I dropped my juvenile
name. Yeah, that's the bed and breakfast,
that was
baby.
The
in summer
tea party.
I drew my own name.
You did.
She got to go and tell her story. And then
tell her what I drew my own name for.
She got to do the raffles, like draw the raffle winners.
Oh!
And she accidentally drew her own name out of the raffle.
That's amazing.
She drew her own name for dinner for two at Hall's.
And that
did
night.
Did y'all partake in that?
Oh, we all
okay,
did.
Good.
I can't really leave good. The child that drew her own name.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and man. Hall's, for everybody
day
who doesn't know, in Charleston is like the nicest restaurant.
Happened. We bit.
You did. You went that day. Good for you. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. I am so glad that you are my wish buddy. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so proud of you. And I am here to continue to help make your voice be heard. Okay. So now with that said, we're going to come back to you. I'm going to have you scooch down, and I'm going to bring mom and dad down, and we're going to come back to you at the end.
Why?
Because mommy has to have a turn.
Yes. We all have a turn now.
Okay. All right. So Brian and Andrea, y'all have raised this adorable human. And I know it has not been easy, right? No. Along the way. So, okay, tell us leading up to the wish. Can you give us an idea of sort of her story? Like you mentioned her story. Could you share a little bit of her story leading up to the wish?
So Dana was born about 6 weeks early. When she was 3 days old, she had to have emergency surgery. She tore a hole in her colon. Mm. At 8 days old, she was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. And at almost 3 years old, she was about a week shy of 3 years old, she was diagnosed with epilepsy.
Mm. Her first year of her life, she had two major surgeries,
yep.
Full ileostomy, colostomy bag put in at 3 days old, mm. and a reversal at 3 months old,
yep.
both of which were within the first year.
Yep. We have been in and out of hospitals, oh. doctor's appointments, like, it's a lot.
She takes almost 30 medicines a day just for baseline, just to keep her where she's at, keep her as healthy as she is now. That's just there. She gets sick. We have to add medicines to it.
Yeah.
Change it up.
Two breathing treatments a day. Minimum.
Minimum.
Y'all are amazing.
No, she's amazing.
You and all of you are amazing. All of you are amazing. Keep going. Sorry. Not.
Oh, no, you're good. No, she's one of the strongest people that I know. Mm. Like,
I mean, her second surgery, she was off of all pain meds before they got to the OR at 3 months old.
Wow.
And that's a hip-to-hip surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
And she had Tylenol at most on the first day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's crazy. A warrior, my friend. Oh, a warrior.
She used to, her first several years, they would draw labs from her. We would tell her what they were doing.
Oh, my goodness.
She would stick her arm out and literally just sit there as quiet as can be. And
I need her to go back to that,
yeah,
though.
No kidding.
No, she doesn't like labs anymore.
Oh.
Kids would be screaming. Yes. And she'd be looking at them like, what's wrong with you?
What's the deal? Okay. Y'all are just fantastic human beings, fantastic parents. I want you both to know that. I've gotten to meet you, and we are just starting this relationship, yes. but I'm so excited to continue it because y'all are doing wonderful things, not only with yourselves, but with her, raising this amazing, confident young woman. So we kind of alluded to this with Dana in the beginning, but can you share a little bit more about sort of her confidence level before the wish and then what it was like after?
With her, before the wish, before the reveal, before anything, she would literally cling on. She wouldn't talk to anybody she didn't know. There's many times I've literally let go, and she's qualled on so much that because she's that nervous and that unconfident, that shy about everything. Since the wish, because she had no choice, she had to speak to people she didn't know.
Yeah.
Wish night, for example, she was off and running with handing out bottles to the winners of the door prizes and the bids and things like that.
First,
I'd look up and where'd she go? She's halfway across the room with somebody she doesn't even know.
For the first hour or so of Wish Night, we literally are given a table and she's out there talking to all the guests and telling her story. And if you would come near her table, she would tell you her story.
Oh.
It didn't matter who you were. She was happy to tell.
Love.
And that was completely opposite of her reveal, where she would not talk to anybody. Like, not a soul there. There was one little kid that she finally went and played with. But, like, other than that, there was nobody.
That was it.
Especially adults, she wouldn't talk to anybody.
But this one, if you would come near her,
you showed interest.
Oh.
Hey, let me tell you about this. Hey, have I talked to you about it?
I feel like that's how she is with me now. Right. Like, yes. I feel like that's how I know her.
Before the wish?
Yeah.
Not even close. She wouldn't talk to you at all.
Okay. So, and just so for everybody listening to clarify. So, the reveal is when she gets the wish granted.
Correct.
And then the reveal happened first. And then the wish night is a giant gala that happened after.
Yes.
And that is a big night where everybody comes together for the people that were granted wishes that year. Yep. We celebrate them. It's another fundraiser for Make-A-Wish, the foundation. So that is, I mean, how what's the period of time from her reveal to wish night, would you say? 6 months?
About 6 months. Because beginning of September was...
No, it was toward the end of September is when we did our wish.
No, but beginning of September is when the reveal.
Oh, the reveal, yes.
The reveal was the beginning of September. Mid-March was the wish night.
Yep.
September, towards the end of September, was the actual wish itself. So you're talking about a 6 month time frame. She went from the shy kid
who to this.
Who wouldn't talk to anybody to talk to anybody and everybody who will listen.
I mean,
even some that won't listen.
Totally. I mean, and I got to tell you, I love chatting with you. You got a lot to say. You know a lot about animals. You're a fun, loving, kind person. So I'm so glad that that confidence came through for you. And I'm talking to Dana now, for those of you who can't see. Because some people, some people are just listening to this. Some people are watching. So I want to make sure they know too. So let me say this. What surprised you both the most about how this whole experience impacted her?
The confidence.
The confidence, yeah.
Yeah.
I never expected that. When we were talking with Make-A-Wish about granting a wish for Dana, it was to give her a break from the reality. Day in and day out of meds.
Yeah.
And her breathing treatments, and just to let her enjoy something that she can't do in real life.
Yes.
Like, this is not a job that she's going to probably be able to do as an adult. And it was something that she loves to do.
The
Georgia Aquarium was her favorite place in the world. Tank is her favorite animal in the world. And to get to go and work with him was kind of just, it was supposed to be a relief from the day to day.
Break from
and
reality.
Something that she would love to do. I never expected the confidence.
No.
That was a completely added bonus, and it's been amazing to see.
Oh, I love that. What about you, Brian?
And that's the biggest thing, is we were setting out to just give her a break from reality, just give her a break from the medical testing, the treatments, everything like that. To see this come out of it, and that's what we always bring up anytime Make-A-Wish asks what happened, is the attitude change is night and day. It's something I never expected. It's more than just a break from reality. It's a confidence change. It's a personality change for the better.
I love it. And it's so cool, too, that you got to experience one of your dreams. And then through experiencing what that felt like, do you, Dana, I'm just going to come to you because you're right here at the mic. Do you feel like because you got to experience your dream came true, you were able to sort of embody that? And now that stayed with you in your day to day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. That's so cool. And you're such a power. You're such a powerful testimony to what happens when you change your inner belief system, right? Because now you believe you can do that, right? You believe that you can show up and talk on this microphone now, right? You believe that at the fundraiser we're going to have here in Charleston on April 11th, will you get up there and hold my hand and talk with me?
You going to talk with her?
Are you going to talk to her?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You heard it here. This is breaking news. Okay. So let me ask you both this, and then I'll come back to Dana in just a moment. What message, Andrea and Brian, would you like to share with other parents whose children are shy or maybe hesitant when it comes to speaking up, finding their voice, maybe taking a risk and going outside of their comfort zone? Is there anything you would say to the other parents listening? We got a lot of parents listening to their show.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing is push them just a little bit. It doesn't have to be a big step, but encourage them to do one little thing that makes them nervous.
Yeah.
We've done that with her even since the wish. Like, we told her it was coming for the wish. Like, you're going to have to do this. I can't do this with you. I can't do this for you. You have to do this. And even since then, we've done little things with her. Letting her pay for groceries at the grocery store. Asking for, if we can't find something, she'll go up and now ask, like, an employee at the store where something is. So, little things.
Yes.
And they don't have to be big steps.
And the other big thing is don't shelter them. If you yourself are a shy individual, don't hold your child back from being an outgoing person. If you are self, push yourself outside of your comfort zone just a little bit.
Yeah. Andrew is raising her hand. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, I can even see, like, let's just say this. Like, Andrew, you are maybe a little nervous to come here today.
Always.
You were rocking this, like crushing it.
Yeah.
And so what a powerful testament. You're showing her what you're trying to teach, which I think is so beautiful. Okay. Is there anything else about Dana's wish that you wish, pun intended, that people knew or that people could take away from her message?
The biggest thing is no matter how big or how small they are, there are so many things that they can overcome that you don't even realize yourself.
Yeah.
Whether it's physical, it's emotional, it's medical. There are so many things. Nobody can put a time limit on, oh, well, they only have X amount of time. They can only do this. Don't let them tell you, you can only do this. You can only do, you're limited here. Because this, I would have never expected four yes. years ago, before her wish. You told me this is who I was going to have as a daughter. No.
Oh, I love it. And I love
that's
it.
That's the biggest thing is don't limit them and don't let anybody else limit you.
That's right. What about you, Andrea?
I mean, I completely forgot the question.
Wait, is there anything else? Is there anything else you would have, you know, hope that somebody would take away from her experience or from this experience of her getting more confidence post-wish?
I think the thing that I hope people realize about Make-A-Wish is it's not just during that event. Like, it's not just the trip. It's not just if you do, like, a bedroom makeover. It's not just that. It's so much, the effects of it last so much longer.
The cascading effect.
Mm. I would have never imagined the results and the change in my child from a simple trip. Like, I wanted her to enjoy that trip, but I never expected the change that came from it.
That is so beautiful. And I think such a testimony to the power of this organization, which I want to talk to you, Dana, one more time, okay? We say here at Workday Playdate with Improve It. That's the name of the business that I do fun stuff with. Remember, we talked about how I do fun stuff. We say that it is your thing, your purpose, the thing you want to leave here on this earth. So what is your it? And we talked about this earlier, and I feel like it's going to go hand in hand with what we just talked about. So what's your it? What do you want to do?
What'd you tell Michelle?
Make a wish.
You want to help make a wish? What do you want to help make a wish do?
Grant wishes.
Grant more wishes.
That's right. I think you would be, I'm just going to go ahead and give your resume to the top dog at Make-A-Wish right now. So the top dog at Make-A-Wish, whoever you are, okay, listen up. This is on the YouTube. This is on all the airwaves, okay? Dana is for hire, okay? I think you're going to get a job pretty soon, at least an internship, okay? Or you can just be, you want to be my, like, my helper, my buddy for the next year or so? Okay, that done deal, Keels. Okay, so let me ask you, this is your final question, because you know what, today was about sharing your story and sharing your voice, but we also here at Workday Playdate want to make the world a little bit brighter and have fun. So how are you going to make your day more playful today? What are you going to do after this?
Get something for lunch. Ooh. Go home, see my snake. He might not shed yet because we had not been gone for a while. After he sent him against the shedding, pull him out, check, make sure his skills, just play with Cinnamon after.
Just play with Cinnamon the snake.
What else do you like doing? What do you like going to?
Going to the wings, going bowling.
Oh.
Going swimming. Go and see my Auntie Amanda, see her dog for the first time. I'm so excited for that. And go take Cinnamon to my Nana's to scare her.
Nana doesn't like Cinnamon the snake. We've heard that. I think Nana and I would hold hands together if you brought Cinnamon over. But I love that you love Cinnamon, and I love that you're going to make today more playful. And I'm just so excited that y'all came. Thank you so much for sharing your story. So I want to just turn to the Improve It peeps. That's what we call our audience here, okay? And I want to say that Dana's story shows us that courage comes in all sizes. Because how tall are you? Like four?
Boots on right now.
Oh, yeah. The boots make you a little taller.
She's about 4 feet.
So it comes in all sizes. And that taking initiative can start with one single dream. So if an 8-year-old can find her voice by kissing a beluga whale and rubbing its tongue, okay, imagine what boldness lies within us all. And I want to ask you as leaders, how can we create environments where dreams are encouraged and voices are heard? And this week, I always leave people with a challenge. Your challenge is to inspire somebody on your team to take a creative risk or speak up with a new idea. Do you feel me, Dana? You with me on that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, as we celebrate Dana's bravery, let's help make more wishes come true. If her story moved you, please consider donating to our Wake a Wish campaign. You can find the link to donate in the show notes. As much as a cup of coffee goes such a long way, and your support could empower the next quiet dreamer to become a bold leader. And this is Dana's now occurring wish, your continuous wish to help more wishes come true. So here's the message we leave you with every single time. We want you to keep playing, keep leading, and remember every workday is a play date waiting to happen. That world needs that special it that only you can bring. I'll see you next time. High fives. Crushed it.